This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 29th, brought to you by Curious Plot. I'm Jeff Nally. And just like that, Farm Bill's back in play. Lawmakers say the House is again scheduled to take up the controversial Farm Bill tonight. Democratic Whip Catherine Clark said chamber set to have debate and then hold votes around 9 o'clock on amendments to the bill. Consideration of the Farm Bill is just one element of a frenzied day on Capitol Hill for congressional ag leaders. This afternoon, Speaker Johnson said the Farm Bill needed, quote, a little more time before proceeding to a vote. Most assumed that would mean until after next week's recess. Instead, it was just a couple of hours. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson said today's action, more of the same in an attempt to approve the legislation.
We've had so many headwinds with putting together this Farm Bill over the past couple of years. I shouldn't have been surprised. Just the fact we survived it, I'm good with it.
Thompson says action is coming tonight on amendments.
I'll be in just a few minutes doing opening statements. And when that's done, we're going to go into debate of the amendments that have been approved. There'll be two on blocks, and so that should account for half of the amendments that were made in order.
Chairman Thompson says he's concerned of the emotion surrounding the Luna amendment that would strip a pesticide labeling bill from the farm proposal.
It would be a disservice to all of our American farmers. And there's no liability shield. Anybody that honestly reads the bill will see it does prevent frivolous lawsuits if the company that has submitted and the chemical that they have has been tested by the EPA, whether it's glyphosate, which by the way is the most tested tool, agriculture tool in the world. It's approved by the WHO, by EPA, by all kinds of countries in Europe. It would prevent from frivolous lawsuits if it's in compliance with the science that the EPA has put forward. If they're a bad actor, they're lying to people, they're hurting folks, they can be sued. I think this is a tool that's really important for food affordability, because these are tools that are important for yield to be able to feed the nation, feed the world. And it's a tool that is for the safety of people, plants, soils. I mean, I trust the science. I mean, there's just a lot of emotion on the other side with this, but the facts and science are all on the side of the Ag Committee.
National Association of State Departments of Agriculture CEO Ted McKinney says he believes the opposition to science is misguided.
But boy, when it comes to things like pesticides and what could erupt out of this, oh, it's frightening. I just have to believe that the MAHA crowd does not understand what they're looking at.
Andy Levine with the American Seed Trade Association says the emotion surrounding technology overshadows the science.
Well, I think this is a wake-up call for us, but my question is, how do we address it? Because we've got to be a lot more aggressive. I mean, this thing, it's like one of the wildfires out in Nebraska. It got wind behind its back from the MAHA groups. And Jeff, it just blew up, and the misinformation didn't matter. We could not contest it. You know, it made it sound like they were getting blanket liability waiver.
Finally, Chairman Thompson says the long sought E15 legislation may have to wait for consideration.
I think there'll be a floor vote on that in a couple of weeks. It needs a little more time to come together, but it seems like it really comes down to working out a proper language for small and perhaps medium-sized refiners to feel comfortable. I don't want to see them go out of business. I represent two small refineries, some great people that work there, and I love competition, and I hate consolidation. So it doesn't seem like it's a Republican thing to create monopolies. So I'm happy that they're going to continue to work on this.
House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says his goal is the same, that to deliver the Farm Bill baton to Senator Bozeman and the Senate Ag Committee. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.